April 22, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Relative Advice. Opening Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for seeking and saving me, and for loving me with a love that will never let me go. Read Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. Reflect. Have you ever tried to do something in your own strength when you knew you needed help? How did that work out? Hours before my first shift at the nursing home, I was called to come in immediately. No explanation. I panicked. The senior staff went off to a meeting, and I was needed to cover. No induction for me. No induction period either for Moses. He went straight into his new job. He has the care of thousands of people. It will be too much for one man, even if he is deciding all disputes with God's decrees. However, father-in-law Jethro is looking out for him and realizes that Moses is in danger of exhausting himself. Where would all these people be without him? So, Jethro shares his wisdom. Moses needs to teach the laws and then appoint capable people as leaders. They will then sort out the more straightforward cases and know when to call in greater authority. It is good for others to be involved and share their talents. Perhaps we, too, need to learn to let other people share our loads. Apply. How can you support the leaders in your church, not forgetting their families? We never know what they may be facing. Closing prayer. Father, help me to see my weaknesses. Please help me to be thankful for the strengths of others, never too proud to ask for their help.